Hello everyone, this is Chase Crispin, and today I would like to give you a demonstration of the book transfer software. This is the software that is used to send content from a PC to a Bookport Plus. This is a continuation on my first Bookport Plus podcast. This demonstration will not cover how to use your Bookport Plus. This will simply cover how to get content from your PC to your Braille Plus. This will not cover how to get content from a Mac computer or a computer running any other operating system to the Bookport Plus. This tutorial will only apply to Windows. If you are running an operating system other than Windows, you will be responsible for knowing how to transfer content from your computer to your Bookport Plus. The book transfer software is available on the program CD that shipped with your Bookport Plus. However, this may not be the latest version, so it might be just as easy to download and install the program from tech.aph.org/bt_setup.exe. That's tech.aph.org/b=t=technology_setup.exe. Either way, when you choose the install button to install from the CD, or if you choose run when you are downloading the software, you will hear the following.
Setup dialog. This installs Book Transfer, a program that sends content to the Bookport Plus player/recorder. Do you wish to continue? Yes button.
This is asking me if I'm sure that I would like to install the software. I am, but if you weren't, you could choose
Tab, no button.
You could choose the no button. You can cycle between these by pressing Tab.
Tab, yes button.
I'm choosing yes. You could also press Y for yes or N for no.
Space.
And if we wait for a few seconds while this is installing.
F auto run menu, F book transfer 1.2.0.0 setup dialog, install button.
If we tab.
Documentation button.
We can choose to view the documentation.
What's new button.
You can view the what's new to see what has been new in all the updates to the Bookport Plus.
Exit button.
Or you can exit this screen.
Install button.
I tabbed once more and we're wrapped to the beginning to install. I will choose this now. And the installation will begin.
Setup book transfer dialog. Next button.
If I read this screen.
Setup book transfer dialog. Welcome to the book transfer setup wizard. This will install book transfer 1.2.0.0 on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click next to continue or cancel to exit setup. Next cancel.
Now I have all the applications closed that I can. So I'm going to go ahead and choose Next to go to the next screen.
To continue, click Next. If you would like to select a different folder, click Browse, Edit, See Program Files, App Book Transfer.
You really don't need to worry about this. All that this is where the program will be installed, where all of its files will be kept for the program to run. You really will not need to worry about this, and I recommend leaving it at its default path. If you tab past this edit field,
browse .. button,
you come to a browse button where you can select a different folder if you don't know the direct path.
Back button.
Then we come to a back button to go to the previous screen.
Next button.
Or a next button. I'll choose next.
Next button. Can't click install to continue with the installation, or click back if you want to review or change any settings. Edit read only.
We're placed in a read-only edit field, which means we cannot change this, and this will tell me what I've already chose.
Destination location. See program files app book transfer.
And that's all, so I'm going to go ahead.
Back button. Install button.
And choose install.
Cancel button. 0%. 14%.
We hear the percentage of this installation.
22%. Finish button.
Now we hear that the installation finished.
BWR base setup book wizard reader dialog. Cancel button 6%. 78%.
However, now
setup book wizard reader dialog. Cancel button.
Now that was very quick, but book wizard reader, another APH program, was installed. This is
Windows installer dialog. Preparing to install
Now it's preparing to install.
0%.
Book Wizard Reader, this is just a demo of the full program that allows you to play things such as the manuals for these products and APH-produced books. You can't play any other books. If you would like to do this, you need to purchase Book Wizard Reader from APH. However, when
3%.
You install Book Transfer,
progress bar, 0%.
Book Wizard Reader is automatically installed. And that's what's happening now. You heard Finish button, which means the Book Transfer installation finished, but the Book Wizard Reader installation has not, so we are now waiting for Book Wizard Reader to completely install.
63%. 100%. Setup. Setup Book Transfer dialog. Finish button.
And now we're finished. I'm going to read the screen.
Setup Book Transfer dialog. Completing the Book Transfer Setup Wizard. Setup has finished installing Book Transfer on your computer. The application may be launched by selecting the installed icons. Click Finish to exit Setup. Finish.
So we hear that we have icons on our Windows desktop now to launch these programs. I'm going to choose Finish. And the installation
WinZip
closes.
Self-extractor BT setup 1.x dialog. Cancel button.
This is what started the installation if you downloaded from the web. You can simply choose cancel here.
Cancel but WinZip self-extractor dialog. Setup.x is still running. If you cancel now, temporary files will not be deleted. Cancel anyway, no button.
And this is not a big deal. And again, you'll only get this maybe if you download it from the web. It's not something that'll happen to everyone, but if this does happen to you,
Yes button.
You can choose the Yes button.
App auto run menu. App book transfer 1.2.0.0 setup dialog. Install button.
Now we're back to the original screen. We don't need to install because we've already done that.
Start program button.
Now we have another option, start program. I'm not going to do this quite yet, but it is there if you would like to.
Documentation button.
Documentation you can pull up on the web or on the Bookport Plus itself by tapping zero from when you're playing a book or an audio file. So I'm not going to read the documentation, as you can explore that on your own to learn how to use your Bookport Plus.
What's new button.
The what's new, we're not going to look at that in the recording either.
Exit button.
So I'm going to choose exit, because everything is now installed.
JAWS.
And I'm placed back into the last window that I was in before I started the installation. When you plug your Bookport Plus in for the first time, if you have already installed Book Transfer, you will hear this. I am plugging my Bookport Plus into the USB port right now. The USB cable, the small end, is already connected to the Bookport Plus, but I'm connecting the large end into the computer. We hear a sound that tells us the Bookport Plus is connecting to the computer. We hear Windows recognize a new hardware device. And then we hear
BT Launcher.
BT Launcher, or Book Transfer Launcher.
Removable Disk K dialog. List view. Open folder to view files using Windows.
This is the autoplay menu that gives you choices about what to do to the disk, but this, we don't really need this, so we can just close it by pressing Alt plus F4.
Look in. Combo box. Removable
and
Disk
we are
K 2127.
This is obviously the program we installed earlier to send content, and whenever it detects that the Bookport Plus is connected, it will automatically pop up as it assumes that when you connect your Bookport Plus, you'll want to send content. If you would not have had your Bookport Plus connected, you would have gotten the autoplay menu, but not Book Transfer screen. You do not have to use Book Transfer to transfer content to your Bookport Plus. You cannot install it and just use Windows Explorer or My Computer. So I'll use Alt F4 to close Book Transfer.
JAWS.
And then I will push Windows plus E to get to my computer.
My computer. Preview. My computer open. Fold not selected. Presario C1 of 11.
And I'll down arrow.
HDSU2J. DVDRW drive E. Removable disk G. Removable disk I. Removable disk K.
And when the autoplay menu popped up, I heard that the Bookport Plus was K. so I know that removable disk K is my Bookport Plus. I'll press enter.
List view, not selected, recent titles, dot dat, 1 of 1.
Now there's my SD card is empty, but the Bookport Plus automatically creates this file, which is normally hidden when you're using the Bookport Plus, so that it can remember your recent titles. Now if I open another window of Windows Explorer with Windows E,
my computer,
preview, and tab to the
folder
list view
view
again,
list view, not selected,
if I down
HD
arrow,
2J.
Until I hear that is my external hard drive where I keep a lot of files.
Folder view, list view.
And we're in the list view. I have a folder called My Music that I'd like to get a song out of.
A music.
So I will press M.
Folder view, list view, mobile geo demo maps, mobile geo demo maps.
I'll press it again.
Money talks.
Again.
MSD1.
Again.
Music. My conference recording.
Again and again.
My music.
And that's the one I want. So I'll press enter to open this.
Folder view, list view, not selected, Chase's music, 1 of 17.
I'm going to down arrow. I know I have a few MP3 files here.
02 track 2.mp3.
Let's just say I wanted to copy track 2.mp3 to the Bookport Plus. I can just copy this to the root of the Bookport Plus's SD card, and the Bookport Plus will categorize it as audio. So I'll press Ctrl-C to copy this file to my clipboard.
Copied.
I'll Alt-Tab.
Removable disk K.
To removable disk
removable
K, which
disk
remember
K.
is my Bookport
folder
Plus.
View, list view, not selected, recent type.
And I'll press Ctrl plus V, as in Victor, to paste this audio file into the Bookport Plus.
Pasted. 58%.
And as it moves it.
Copying dot 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 dialogue.
Look at that.
From apostrophe my music to K apostrophe 02 track 2.mp3 02 track 2.mp3. Folder view, list view, 02 track 2.mp3, 2 of 2.
And now that file is added. However, that is kind of difficult, so we'll use Book Transfer from now on to transfer content. I'll close both of these windows with Alt plus F4.
My music. JAWS.
And I'll press Windows plus D to go to my desktop.
List view not selected.
Press
recycle
B for
bin.
Book Transfer.
Book Transfer.
Press Enter to open it.
Book transfer dialog. Folder view, list view, not selected, BT image, 1 of 18.
Now, when book transfer opened, you heard a doo-doo noise. This means that the Bookport Plus is connected. If it wouldn't have been connected, you would hear a sound more like doo-nee, and that would mean it's not connected. You can still send content when your Bookport Plus is not connected, which I'll show you later. For now, I'd like to show you around the book transfer software before we begin to use it. We're placed in a list of files that we could send.
Folder view, list view, sounds, 2 of 18.
We're by default placed in the C:\program files\aph folder, which is where the software is installed, but this is easily changeable. If I tab
file name, edit,
it's asking me the file name I want to send. Now you can just press enter on the file you send, but if you know the direct path and the name to it, you can type it in this edit box. The main screen of book transfer looks quite a bit like a standard open or save dialog as far as the controls and where they're positioned. So if you've opened or saved a file in Microsoft Word or anything like that, this is very much what it looks like.
Files of type, combo box, bookport plus files *.txt, *.doc, *.op, *.pdf, *.htm, *.html, *.brf, *.brl, *.mp3. *.uma, *.og, *.wav, 1 of 11.
So we hear Bookport Plus files and all the files that it supports. This means that in a list view, we won't see any other files except those that I can send to the Bookport Plus. You won't see any pictures or program files or anything that the Bookport Plus can't read. Or you can down arrow to
Digital Talking Books *.op.
Digital Talking Books, which are .opf files, and those are actually the talking book files that it finds. So if you just want to see the talking books in that folder, you can choose that. And we have all the other options like
text files,
text files,
portable document
audible,
files, *.pdf,
PDF,
HTML,
HTML and HTML, etc. Now I want to push home
Bookport Plus files
to get back to Bookport Plus files. Now if I tab
send button,
you hear send button. However, if you come across in that previous list view that the program opened to, if you come across a file there, you can press enter to send it. You do not have to tab to this button, but if you would like to, you can press spacebar or enter on this send button. If we tap again,
favorites, combo box, my documents and C documents and settings, compact owner, 1 of 1.
You have your choice of, or you have your list of favorite folders. You can't control this, Book Transfer just kind of picks these out. This is the folders where you send files from most often. This might include your audible.com folder or the folder where you place certain things. So it'll just kind of pick out from where you most often send content and put it in here. So if you don't want to navigate to that folder, you can choose it. So if I was in another folder and I wanted my documents, I could come over here to favorites and choose my documents, press enter, and the list view would change to reflect the my documents folder instead of where I was before. If I press tab again,
preview, read-only edit.
We have a preview, read-only edit field. This is where it will show if it is a file that can be read on screen, like a Word file or a text file. It will show the first page or so, or the first little chunk of that file, so that you can get an idea of what you're sending. If you come across an audio digital talking book, or another type of audio file, it will, instead of showing something in the preview window, it will just play the first little bit of that file or book. It's worth mentioning that if you see a Braille file, this will be translated, so you can look at it in this preview area and not see all the Braille marks. If I tab again,
Bookport Plus folder, edit, /
Bookport Plus folder, all this is asking is where you're going to send files on the Bookport Plus. If you have made subfolders for books or for certain authors, you can type in the folder name here so that they'll go there.
Files, extended select list box, not selected, 02 track 2.mp3, 1 of 2.
And that shows us where the files are in that folder, or what files are in that folder. This is not the files on the PC, this is the files that are on my SD card on my Bookport Plus.
Options ... button.
We have an options button. If I tab again,
help ... button.
We have a help button, which will show the latest version of the manual.
About ... button.
We have an about button.
Close button.
A close button to exit the program, or you can just use Alt plus F4.
Look in combo.
And we're back to our, or then we come to a look in box where we can choose what folder the PC is looking at to show us your files. You don't have to just see files on your main hard drive. You can look at files on anything like a flash drive or a CD that's in to send those as well. And you can choose where that is through this combo box.
Toolbar up one level button.
This is a button you really don't need to worry about.
Folder view, list view.
And we're back to the list view of files, which is where we began. I'm in a shift tab.
Tool look about ... button.
To about, if I press enter here, it'll tell us about this program.
About Book Transfer Dialog, Book Transfer version 1.2.0.0, copyright C2009-2010, American Printing House for the Blind, Inc., Comrec Audio Engine version 10.1.1.189, copyright C2020-10, American Printing House for the Blind, Inc., includes audio software, copyright C1996-2002. Zaudio Corporation, all rights reserved, firmware version 4.5.0, serial number. Okay button.
Now you heard several things. You heard what version of Book Transfer you're running. You heard other things such as who is copyrighted, the different parts of the software, which you don't really need to worry about. And then you heard firmware version, followed by what it was. If your Bookport Plus wasn't connected when you were in this screen, you wouldn't hear firmware version. It wouldn't be available because it wouldn't be able to tell because your Bookport Plus isn't connected. However, I heard mine, and then I heard serial number. Normally, you will hear your full serial number here in case it is needed by tech support. However, for personal safety, I have bleeped my serial number out on this recording. Normally, though, you will see your serial number here. Now I'll just press spacebar to get out of this.
About ... button.
We're placed back on the about button. I'm going to shift tab.
Help ... button.
Help. We don't need to look at the manual.
Options ... button.
So we're going to look at options and all the options we have with Book Transfer. I'll press space.
Options dialog. General page. General page. Allow auto preview. Checkbox checked.
Allow auto preview. This is asking if you check this, which like it is by default, you'll see that preview that I talked about or hear that preview of an audio file on the screen. if it's a text file or you'll hear it if it's an audio file of the file, so you can make sure it's the right one. If you don't want to have any preview, you just want to send the files and not worry about audio playing or your screen reader reading what's in that box, you can uncheck this. If I tab,
send DTBS at startup checkbox checked.
Send digital talking books or DTBs at startup. This is asking you if there's a book in your CD drive or a talking book somewhere like that that needs to be sent. It will automatically send it. So this is if you have an RFBND CD, for example, in your CD drive, if it can send it automatically. If you would not like this, you can uncheck it. All the settings that are checked or unchecked here are the defaults. None of these have been modified. So what my settings are here are what you will see by default. If I tab again,
use program sounds, checkbox checked.
Use program sounds. You'll hear these later, but you hear program sounds especially when transferring files. So the higher the beep, the further along the transfer is. That's kind of like a percentage indicator, and you'll hear a ding when something's finished. If you would like to just have your screen reader tell you percentages, you can uncheck this box.
Default book port plus folder edit backslash.
Backslash just means the root folder or the first folder you get to. No subfolders or files aren't being sent to any folders. However, book transfer automatically will create a folder for each book you send over or each file. Group of files you send over if it's not a book. So you don't need to worry about making your own folders as long as you're using book transfer. This is saying that by default, book transfer will put extra folders that it makes in the root folder, or the root of the SD card on the book port plus. If I tab again,
web updates software ...
We hear web updates software. This is in case there is a new version of book transfer out, which does happen as this both the hardware and the software do get updated quite a bit. So if you're not sure if you're running the latest version, or you know you're not and you'd like to update, instead of downloading the new version from the web, you can just choose this button. If I do, it's now checking.
Options dialog. Book transfer dialog. No update is available at this time. Okay,
and
button.
And you hear no update is available at this time, which means you are running the latest version. If you choose okay, you're going to be placed back in the options dialog where we were before.
Book transfer dialog. Options dialog. General page. General page. Web updates software ... button.
Which we just did. If I tab.
Web updates firmware ... button.
If you would like to update the firmware on the Bookport Plus itself, if you don't have the newest, you can choose this.
Options dialog. Bookport Plus firmware dialog. No update is available at this time. Okay button.
And I hear no firmware is available. However, if there was a new update, it would ask if you'd like to install it. You'd have a yes button, a no button, or a show details button, which would show you what's new. If you chose yes, it would simply download and install on its own. It would ask you to unplug the Bookport Plus, and the Bookport Plus would update. You don't have to do anything except choose to start the update and to unplug the Bookport Plus. If there is anything else you need to do, the prompt will either be spoken by your PC when downloading or the Bookport Plus when updating. All you need to do is update both your software and your hardware, check for updates frequently. If there is an update available, it is recommended that you download the software update first, and then you'll be able to tell that there's a firmware update. So always choose software before firmware, and that's why it comes first in this dialog. I'm going to press space to choose OK and go back to options.
Book transfer dialog, options dialog, general page, web updates, firmware, pending folder ... button.
And this is something you really don't need to worry about, so I'll tab again.
Okay button.
Okay button.
Cancel
button. If you didn't want to save any
general
changes
tab.
You made. And we're placed on the general tab, but there are no other tabs, so I'm going to shift tab back to okay.
Okay
and
button.
Choose it.
Options.
And that is all of the Bookport Plus options. It's worth mentioning that if you don't connect the actual Bookport Plus, if you have a card reader on your computer, if you just put the SD card into that card reader, this will work the same way. Book transfer will still come up. So you can either connect your Bookport Plus, or you can just simply take the SD card out of the Bookport Plus and put it into your computer. Either way will be the same, and book transfer will operate the same either way. I'm now going to show you how to send books. I'm going to tab.
Help. About. Close. Look in. Combo box. Book transfer.
Now we're looking at
six.
The look in combo box, and I don't want to look in the book transfer folder. So I'm going to up arrow.
AF.
And we hear AF, which is actually APH. I don't want that either. This is still in my program files where the program's installed. So I'm going to up arrow again.
Program files.
I don't want program files. Every time I up arrow, we go up a level in the hard drive structure.
Presario C.
That's my hard drive. I'm up arrow again.
My computer.
And I'm going to choose my computer. Now I'm going to press enter.
Look in combo box. My computer. 3 of 16.
I'm going
16.
To tab twice to the
folder
to the list view.
Not selected. Presario C. 1 of 11.
And this is my drive list. I would like to send a book from the National Library Service's BARD program, which you can learn more about if you're in the U.S. at nlsbard.loc.gov. I'm not going to show you how to download these books, as that is not related to book transfer necessarily, so if you would like to learn more about that, please visit the website. But I'm going to transfer a NLS BARD digital talking book to my Bookport Plus, and I have this on an external hard drive that is not built into my computer, that is. And it is called the HD, and it's in this list. It's one of the drives in this list, so I'll down arrow.
Presario RPD.
It's not that one. That's another partition.
DVD-RW
That's my DVD
drive. Removable disk F.
That's not it.
Removable disk G.
That's not it.
Removable disk H.
That's not it.
Shared documents.
That's not it.
Removable disk K.
That's
HD suit 2J.
But that is. It's J. Now, it's worth mentioning that if I wanted to choose this and I knew it was J, I could have. So if I go push home to where I was originally at pointing at the hard drive and I tab to the
file
edit
name,
field,
edit.
I can type J colon backslash, and then I can type in the folder I'd like to go to. If I pressed enter right now, I would see all the list of files and folders that are on my J drive. However, I know my books that I would like to send are in books. So I'm going to type, I already have J colon backslash written, and I'm going to type B-O-O-K-S, and press enter.
J books.
And here J books. If I shift tab back to that list view.
Folder view list view, not selected. DB Collins, Suzanne Catching Fire Hunger Games, book 2 DB 6.
And now we hear that, but if we down arrow to make sure this is selected, we'll hear the narrator's voice, see the title of the book, and then we'll hear my screen reader speak the synopsis or the brief description of the book.
Catching Fire, Hunger Games, Book 2.
Catching Fire, Hunger Games, Book 2 by Collins, Suzanne. Description: Victorious District 12 tributes Katniss and PETA from the Hunger Games RC 68384. BR 18488 have secured lives of safety and plenty for themselves and their families, but because they won by defying the rules, they have unwittingly incited a rebellion, some violence, for junior and senior high and older readers. 2009.
And we hear everything, including the book number for the first book. If I down arrow, we find that first book.
The Hunger Games, Book 1.
The Hunger Games, Book 1 by Collins, Suzanne. Description: In the future North America, Panem's rulers maintain control through a televised survival competition pitting teens from 12 districts in a fight to the death. 16-year-olds Katniss Everdeen and PETA Mellark are this year's girl and boy contestants from District 12. Some violence, for junior and senior high readers. 2008.
And we hear that description. So I have a lot of options here that I can send.
Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
Between a Rock and a Hard Place by Ralston Aran. Description: Spring 2003. Author's account of becoming trapped while hiking in the Utah wilderness. The 28-year-old recalls the 5 days he spent alone in a canyon pinned in place by a boulder. Describes his desperate decision to amputate his own arm, grapple down, and seek help. Strong language. Bestseller. 2004.
And when it said rappel, that was supposed to be rappel. So you get the point. And what the screen reader was saying was actually what would be in that preview window. So if I tab all the way over to the preview window.
5 send, fave, preview, read only, edit. Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
And we see that description. But that automatically reads after the narrator's voice. So I'm going to shift
folder
tab back to the list view.
Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
And I'd like to send Between a Rock and a Hard Place to my Bookport Plus. So if I do this, I can press enter and it will send. I could also tab over to the send button and press enter or spacebar. Or I could press alt S, but it's just easier to press enter on the title you'd like to send. So I'll do that.
Sending files dialog.
And those are the program sounds we talked about earlier. Digital talking books are made up of several small files that make up one big book. So each time you hear that noise, that low thunk, That is when another part of the book or one file of the book has sent. So the high beep means that that file is almost done. The higher the beep, the closer the file is to being done. So now the book is being sent. This is about a 15-hour book, and you'll see just how quick it will transfer over to my Bookport Plus. No, that was a smaller file. All these are
folder
shorter.
Folder view, list view, DB Ralston, around between
the
rock and
the speech. And then you kind of heard of a chime noise that ascended upward, and that meant the book was done. So it sent all 15 hours of audio, all the things necessary to navigate chapter by chapter and section by section, and now the book is over on my Bookport Plus, so that is all you need to do. This is pretty much all book transfer, but I'd like to unplug my Bookport Plus to show you what happens when you unplug it. It is not required, but it is probably safer, instead of pulling out the USB cable, just to make sure everything is stopped, to shut book transfer down with Alt plus F4.
Jaws.
You're placed back in your previous window again. So being book transfer shut down, that means that everything's done and nothing's being sent. You, at this point, should be safe to pull the USB cable out of your Bookport Plus. However, it is recommended that you go to your system tray, choose Safely Remove Hardware, and then find your Bookport Plus and click Stop. You'll be informed when you can unplug it, and then you can unplug it. If you do that, or you pull out the USB cable, you'll hear this. You heard the Bookport Plus disconnect, and the PC make its disconnection noise. That means the Bookport Plus
wireless
has restarted.
Connection 5.
And that was just my computer talking. That didn't have anything to do with the Bookport Plus.
SD card, Daisy title. Between a rock and a hard place.
And now we hear Daisy title.
Wireless network connection 5 is.
And now we hear Daisy title, and then we hear Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Which, if you remember, is that book we just sent. If I right arrow.
Audio.
We hear audio. And that's where that MP3 file I copied from Windows Explorer is. So you can see my transfer went just fine. But I'd like to show you what happens if you try to send a book when your Bookport Plus is not connected to your computer. I'm going to go to my desktop with Windows plus D again.
List view book transfer 3 of 22.
No, I'm still on book transfer because that's where I was last at. I'm going to press enter. And the book transfer
book
is
transfer
opening. Now that time, instead of hearing the boo-doo noise that says it's connected, you heard the more buzzing, not as nice sounding noise. That means your Bookport Plus is not connected. However, we should still be.
Not select the DB column.
Yes, we are still in my NLS book folder. Remember that I was there. So if I want to send another book.
The Hunger Games, Book 1.
Let's just say I want to send The Hunger Games. I can press enter.
Book
just like normal.
Transfer dialog. The Bookport Plus is not connected. Do you want to queue the specified files for sending later? Yes button. Sending one of one.
Now it's sending this to a special queue folder. So when you connect the Bookport Plus next, it will be sent to the actual Bookport Plus. Once the file is sent to the Bookport Plus, it is removed from the queue folder, so you don't need to worry about cleaning that out.
Folder view list
and
view.
It is sent. Again, if you don't want those sounds, you can uncheck these program sounds. Now, either way, I'm going to close book transfer just to show you that this works when book transfer is not running. Because normally you can queue something when you're not home or when your Bookport Plus isn't where you are. Or kind of whatever. And have all kinds of stuff waiting in your queue. You can plug in your Bookport Plus, just like we did earlier. And you will hear. Bookport Plus connecting.
Launcher.
BT Launcher, Book Transfer Launch.
Book Transfer Dialogue. Book Transfer Queue Management Dialogue. You have files waiting to be sent to the Bookport Plus. Bookport Plus folder. Send now button.
And now it's telling me that there are some files in the queue, or in this case, a book in the queue that is waiting to be sent, and it knows my Bookport Plus is connecting, so it's offering to send my file from the queue to the Bookport Plus. And I placed on a Send Now button. That's what I want to do, so I'm going to choose that.
Sending one of...
And I stop speech. And now it's sending from that queue folder over to my Bookport Plus, the book that was queued.
4%.
And I am not going to let you hear this entire thing, means you heard a book being transferred earlier, but it's noticeable that the sending from the folder where I was to the queue is noticeably faster than it is sending over to the Bookport Plus.
19%.
I'm going to cut all this out to when my book is finished transferring.
Folder view list view DB call.
Okay, I've finished sending my book, so I'm going to close book transfer now as we're done with it.
Jaws.
I'm placed back into the Jaws window, which is where I was before. Now I'm going to go to Windows Explorer again, open two instances of that.
My computer.
And one, I'm going to open the Bookport Plus.
Fold HD Suite Presario RP, removable disk F, removable disk H, removable disk K.
I'm going to open disk K.
Folder view list view. Not selected between a rock and a hard place, SNLSDB 58934 1 of 4.
And now we hear that we have four files in here. This is the four things in here. We have the Hunger Games, which I sent, and that's in its own folder. Book Transfer created that on its own. Same thing for Between a Rock and a Hard Place. We have the recent titles thing and the track 4.mp3 file that I copied. Now I'd like to show you, I'm going to go to my other instance of Windows Explorer that I opened.
My computer.
Tap tab to the list view.
HDSU2J.
Choose my J drive, which is my external drive.
Folder view list.
Choose my books folder. Type B.
Folder view list view. Backup on Bluetooth books.
And I'm going to choose this.
Folder view list.
Now we're going to find Catching Fire.
Folder. Not DB Ralston, DB Collins, Suzanne Catching Fire Hunger.
That is. So now what I would like to do here, instead of copying this over, I'm just going to push my applications key, which on most normal keyboards is on the right side of the spacebar, the third key to the right, or the second from the left. If you don't know where this is or you don't have one of these, you can also use Shift plus F10.
Context menu open. Search.
I'm down arrowing.
Explore. Scan for open with send to sub menu.
Now I'm going to choose send to. I have all kinds of good choices here. Like.
Remove. Bookport Plus.
Bookport Plus.
Compact organize sub menu.
Organize.
Zip folder.
Or a zip folder
desktop,
or the desktop.
Mail recipient.
Or email.
My documents.
Or my DVD-R
double
or
removable disk F.
Etc.
Bookport Plus.
But I'm back on Bookport Plus now. And I want to send like this. So if you don't want to copy and paste, if you're more comfortable just choosing send to Bookport Plus,
leaving
press enter.
Menus, books, folder,
and it,
folder view.
And book transfer opens, sends Catching Fire right over there. So you don't have to use book transfer if you're not comfortable with it, and yet you don't have to just copy and paste. You can do this from anywhere on your system, from the desktop or any folder or any drive. You can always just push Shift F10 or your applications key and choose send to, which is a submenu. You gotta open that. And one of the options in there should be send to Bookport Plus. Now we're just hearing the normal sounds, just like we would on any other transfer of a book. I'm again going to remove the sound of this book transferring so you don't have to listen to the entire book, as you're pretty familiar by now with how long it'll take to transfer a book. Keep in mind that these are full audiobooks, though. These are not short text digital talking books from Bookshare or something like that. Those will take very minimal time to transfer. These are the ones that take a while are only ones that are read by human narrators, as those are audio files. And it's sent, and I believe that book transfer also closed.
DB Collins Books.
Yes, it
Remove
did.
Job Studio.
So, book transfer opened, sent the file, and closed. So you don't even need to know it's open. This is all I have to show you today about book transfer and sending files to and from the Bookport Plus. If you have any other questions, all the other topics regarding book transfer, which I did not cover, I think I covered most of them though, should be covered in the manual, which you can pull up through book transfer on the web at aph.org/tech, or by pressing 0 at any time on your Bookport Plus. Thank you for listening to this book transfer tutorial. I hope it has been of some help.